Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back to Outdoors with Larry Ray, brought to you by the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency, B&M Poles, and Ducks Unlimited.
We're back here on our tribute show to Larry Ray on the Larry Ray Outdoors Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Brad Carson. We've got Phil Stukenborg in studio. And we also have Gene Smith, longtime Larry Ray Outdoors co-host with us. Shelby McCall is producing. And Shelby, what's one of your favorite things about doing this show with Larry and the thing you'll miss most about Larry? And I want, as a producer of the show, you've been around him for 7 or 8 years now.
Yeah.
What's it been like?
Well, when I first came here, I knew absolutely nothing about the outdoors.
Yeah.
I was always somewhat interested, but I was like, I can worry about that later. But then I started doing the show, and then knowing all of the people that Larry knew and all of the guests that he would bring on, it was just like just planting seeds. You know, that's the one thing, you know, they talk about Larry being this like avid storyteller and all of these things, but man, he could plant some seeds into your brain.
Yeah, he really could.
and could get you to also develop that same love and passion that he had for the outdoors.
Yep.
Like in anyone. I'm gonna miss that the most.
I'm gonna miss him because he's like an energy life force coming through this radio station too. Because we've been talking about the difference between the younger and the older generation. I work with too many younger generation people, and we're all on the phones and we're staring at each other. We're not sharing stories, and everybody's kind of concerned with themselves.
Right.
Larry was not that. He'd come in here. He'd ask about you, Gene. He'd ask about me and you and Shelby. He'd talk about the Razorbacks, and he's definitely going to be missed around the station here. A couple more stories I want to share here before we let you go and we get into the outdoors show, the TWRA show, which is coming up next, the Wildcast show with Don King, who joined us earlier. That's next coming up here around 10:30. Phil Stukenborg's here in studio. He was a Cardinals fan, so maybe that's why I got along with him, right?
Yes.
He was a big Cardinals fan, so we bonded over the Cardinals. But you said, and we were talking about the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. This is how John Stamm's name came up,
right?
Because John's been instrumental with the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame, which, by the way, I have made a plea that maybe posthumously Larry could be part of the Memphis Sports Hall of Fame. But you said that John and you and Larry, there was a famous Cardinal game that y'all took in?
Yeah, believe it or not, it was this week in 1985.
Okay.
And so you're gonna probably know this as a Cardinal fan.
Of course.
But anyway, he knew a former colleague who had moved to St. Louis named Ray Jordan.
Okay.
And Ray Jordan said, "Hey, I can get you guys tickets." And so Larry says, "Hey, will you want to go?" I said, "Well, absolutely." It was the playoffs against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
So we go up there and we watch a night game. And the day game the next day is the one in which Ozzie Smith hits a home run left-handed, and this guy had no
go power. Crazy, no folks. Power. Go crazy.
It was the famous "Go Crazy, Folks" call by Jack Buck, and so we just—I remember just talking about it on the way home, the whole way, just about what to be part of this and know that we'd be talking about
the
it.
The three of y'all were at that game.
We were at that game, and so it was sitting next to each other, and we were saying the same thing to ourselves. What did we just see? That he didn't know what
you saw. One of the greatest Cardinals games ever.
Yeah. So. So again, that was the topic of conversation on the way home. So we'll be talking about this for a long, long time.
Forever. Yeah. I have a picture of it in my office over here. Because Ozzie Smith was famously left-handed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't hit home runs, hit a home run.
And didn't hit home runs left-handed. So all that went into it. I think it
might have been his only one that year in 1985, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right.
John Stamm, it was an honor to meet him, too. I had never met John in person until the memorial service, and he had just glowing things to say about Larry. And so I think he would be worthy of induction in the Hall of Fame, posthumously.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about it. I think John would probably say the same thing, too. Gene, did you're not a golfer, though, are you, Gene?
No, sir.
You just did all the hunting and the fishing.
Yeah, I did have a number 9 iron. I used to go to the waterworks and hit some balls, but I never actually played a game.
Mm-hmm. Maybe to scoop something out of the pond at the end or something
A lot of guys. My brother used to play golf. He'd come home with mosquito bites. I said, where did you get all the mosquito bites?
Yeah.
In the fairway. He said, I wasn't in the fairway most of the time.
Miriam, if Miriam is here, Miriam Ray is here. If you have a couple more minutes here, Miriam, did he talk a lot about the golf game, or was that something that he talked a lot about along with fishing and hunting?
Oh yes, he loved golf. I think as much as hunting. he really liked it. He had some friends one time over in Hot Springs that were playing golf, and Larry really needed to find a bathroom. And they were a long way from one, so he went over in the woods, mm-hmm. like off the course, you know. And his wonderful friends just loved it, because as soon as he got in the woods, they turned around and said, "Hey, look at him! Look who him!" You know, pointing their finger, all of them pointing their finger at him.
That's funny.
He was so embarrassed. But the last things I would like to say is, I think I've married one of the best men I could have
married.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really do.
You did.
He's a deacon at his church.
Yep.
And he cares about other people. He cares about me. I have never, never had him to argue with me.
Really?
No, never. I can argue, but if I'm arguing, before it's over, he's going to come in and apologize. He's the one who starts apologizing. So he was a great guy to be married to.
Well, that tradition is going to continue through the end of this year, because Shelby has graciously put together these best of shows, and we've been hearing, and that's part of our sponsorship. So you can thank Shelby for all that work. She's just done this servant leadership, just truly. So thanks to Shelby for doing that. And thank you, Miriam, for coming in today.
Also, at the end of the show, he said, God bless the USA.
Absolutely. And obviously, Jason, come on over if you have any other thing you want to share before we sign off here and we get into the Wildcast show, which is going to follow us here. Anything else you'd like to share before we sign off here?
I'm going to say one more thing, and try not to get choked up when I say this. But after my parents married, shortly after that, they found out that they couldn't have kids. So I'm adopted.
Oh.
But I would have never known. Because these were the greatest parents on the planet.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And Dad treated me, he never treated me like I was adopted. That man loved me probably more than some other parents love their own blood-related kids.
And he talked about Jason all the time. He talked about him all the time.
Yeah. Well, Jason, thank you for coming in, and actually thanks to your whole family, to your wife, Tammy, Miriam, Allison, thank you for coming in. Phil, thank you for spending some time with us.
Sure.
It's been fun reminiscing about the Cardinals and your time with Larry at the Commercial Appeal. If you could turn back time, would you go back to those days in 1985 with John and Larry, and maybe writing a story or two about you weren't writing the prep stuff. What were you up to while Larry was over there on the prep side?
I was helping him with some prep stuff. So
you were doing preps too?
I was doing preps. Then you would go on Saturday morning. Yeah. And then for a while I was covering the University of Arkansas. We had writers all over the place, which was so. Yeah, I would love to go back to that time where you'd open up the paper and there were 15 writers writing about things all throughout the South.
We've got time here. It is interesting. I don't think people who are listening here to 790 and what Larry has accomplished over these last 25 years and in 50 years career, it has changed. Not only the part we talked about earlier with David, but these shows need to continue. And I think that's part of why I wanted to do this. I've been in radio for 30 years. I did an outdoor show in Illinois growing up in Southern Illinois. I grew up on a farm. So I have a lot of sensibilities about what happens on a radio station, because there wasn't multimedia when I was a kid. I'd listen to my basketball games on the radio, tape delayed in the middle of nowhere. And I think radio really has a purpose, and I know how much Larry loved radio. So if you're listening to this station, I ask you to continue to support us and in his memory, and these outdoor shows, and what the TWRA does, and what outdoors shows do, and what Ducks Unlimited does. That Ducks Unlimited event next August meant a lot to Larry. He poured his soul into this year in August. They're going to be bringing it back again. It's good for our city. The outdoors is a clean and friendly and fun thing to do. It's family friendly. A lot of times it doesn't cost money. You're not on the phone.
That's right.
And I think there's some real value with all those things.
I get tickled at when we had Marty Marbury on here for Tennessee Tourism.
Yeah.
We had to play dance music for her to come in and pretend she's dancing in the studio. And she'd always tell everything. And she kept telling, Larry, you're stepping on my time. I only got so much time. But they just loved each other. They talked just like brothers and
people
sisters.
Loved being on this show.
Oh, yeah.
They would do it just... He'd call and he'd ask, and they were on the show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was the biggest of the big people. Bill Dance, obviously, right at the top of the list, who's from here and goes back years and years and years with Larry, back to the fishing rodeo. But like they said earlier, and I think Guy and Bill and some of these guys talked about it, it would be and a lot of them were even the YouTubers, like these guys who are now
right.
Stars because of the internet, who won a crappie fishing tournament
in
Birmingham or at Sardis.
All over the whole country. We get people from California. Larry talked to him when he found out they won some kind of tournament. He didn't even tell them how much money he won and what you're going to do with the money.
Yeah.
Just natural conversations.
And they did win a lot of money in some of those tournaments.
Oh, yeah. And also, we talked to a lot of people that get a college degree by bass fishing.
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing.
Well, there are bass tournaments in the high schools. I don't know of any around here. Phil, do any of the schools have a bass? They do in the Midwest. I don't think that's a thing here as much. They do have the trap. Trap's been big. Miriam's over here. Did you,
right.
Miriam, come on.
Over around Nashville.
Nashville, yeah. And I think Lakeland and Arlington, there might be some trap teams. Houston might have a trap team, but obviously, and it sounds like Central, Mid Tennessee, they've got
most
some of
the
teams.
Most of the private schools have a shotgun shooting team.
Yeah.
They shoot out at the MSSA every weekend.
Okay. Well, guys, it's time for us to wrap up. Shelmy's giving us the two-minute warning here, but I want to thank you so much, Gene, for coming in. You're a part of Larry's spirit. When I'm talking to you, I feel that when I'm talking to you because I know how close y'all were. So thank you for coming in.
You're a super guy, super.
Yeah, thank you. And I want to spend some more time with you when we're not doing this. Phil, thank you to you as well. I'm sure we'll be catching up, and I know you're still doing some reporting and here and there. Shelby, thank you so much. I know this show means a lot, and it meant a lot to Larry. It means a lot to the listeners, and you mean a lot to me and everybody for doing this, so thank you. And thanks to the family. You guys, thank you. It means a lot for y'all to be here. Miriam, thank you. Jason, the family, thank you. And thanks to you, the listeners, for listening to the show for 25 years. It meant a lot to Larry that you support the station and the outdoors, and so we will sign off here on Outdoors.
There was one thing that Larry always said at the end of every show.
Please.
It doesn't cost an extra cent to be a good sport. And what else, Gene?
God bless the USA.
God bless the USA. Sign off with that, will you?
Yes, sir. All right. It doesn't take much to be a good sportsman. And God bless the USA.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory.
inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.